Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
An update on flooding, present and past, on the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. We'll look in on Fish Pass construction in Traverse City and get some quick updates from Sheboygan and Wexford counties. But we are starting today with the status of mental health care in northern Michigan. Our region needs a facility to help people with mental health needs. That is one of the recommendations in a new report from the Michigan House of Representatives. This report focuses on a severe lack of psychiatric hospital beds, with Michigan ranking near last nationally in bed availability. And it is particularly bad in our part of the state. IPR's Maxwell Howard explains.
If you need inpatient mental health care in northern Michigan, there's a good chance you'll need to drive. Some adult patients need to drive at least 100 miles, either downstate or out of state, because of a local shortage of psychiatric beds. But that could soon change if the report's recommended new mental health care facility is built. Kate Dahlstrom is the president of Grand Traverse National Alliance on Mental Illness.
I think it would bring medical care for disorders or conditions close to home that are not being provided.
Dahlstrom spoke to the Michigan House for the report. Her testimony highlighted the unique needs of northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, which the report describes as a mental health care desert.
We shouldn't be sending all of our kids and half of our adults, and again, half is an estimate, downstate or out of state when they need care. Because mental health is health. For too long, it's been split out.
Now, Dahlstrom is meeting with northern Michigan lawmakers to push to get the facility into the next fiscal year's budget. The Michigan Behavioral Health System report grew out of hearings last year where lawmakers heard testimony from more than a dozen experts across the state. The report also recommends investing in staff training and allowing for more flexibility in regulations. For IPR News, I'm Maxwell Howard.
Things are slowly returning to normal around northern Michigan after devastating floods earlier this month. But I want to emphasize the word slowly, because a lot of folks are still really struggling. Cadillac still dealing with some flooding. They are planning a community meeting Wednesday evening to talk about the response and how to access help. Parts of Sheboygan and Emmett counties also still dealing with high water. Bightner Road in Grand Traverse County, that is a main regional artery, that'll be out for months. And cleanup continues at Fish Pass, a big project in Traverse City where the old Union Street Dam used to be. That's after the construction site flooded a couple years ago. We begin with IPR's Ellie Katz, who updates us on what's happening there.
Representatives with the project say the structures at Fish Pass performed as intended, despite the intensity of the water. Engineers say that had it still been there, the former Union Street Dam could have failed or created even worse flooding under the same conditions. A U.S. Geological Survey gauge at the site measured water flows close to a 500-year flood event. That does not mean it only happens every 500 years. Rather, it means there is a 1 in 500 chance of that amount of flooding in any given year. Fish Pass officials say that even though water levels got closer on either side of the structure, it's unlikely that invasive sea lamprey were able to make it upriver with how fast water was flowing. They'll continue monitoring to confirm that. For IPR News, I'm Ellie Katz.
There are other signs of things returning to normal in Sheboygan County. The U.S. 23 Bascule Bridge, a drawbridge on the main road through town, opened to traffic over the weekend for the first time since April 12th. The bridge is 86 years old, and engineers had worried that the heavy flow of water would damage the structure. They say they will continue to monitor water levels there. In Cadillac, meanwhile, officials plan to hold a town hall meeting on Wednesday, as we mentioned, to talk about the recent flooding. The city will give an overview of the incident and the extent of damages to the city. They'll talk about the response and how residents can access assistance. That event is at 5:30 at the market at Cadillac Commons, again, on Wednesday. You know, we came very close to seeing two critical dams fail this month. It did not happen. But back in 2020, and a little farther downstate, it did happen. The Edenville Dam, which is north of Midland, collapsed 6 years ago. Property owners nearby say they are owed compensation for the damages they suffered. The Michigan Court of Claims says the state is not to blame, and now those property owners are taking their case to the Michigan Supreme Court. WCMU's Emma George Griffin has that story.
The Michigan Court of Claims ruled the evidence did not support the property owner's argument that the state was liable for the dam collapse and subsequent flooding damage. Ben Johnson is the president of the law firm representing more than 2,000 property owners. He says the state should be held liable for the collapse.
The government allows a private entity to come in and short-circuit safety and responsibility under the law to the point where the feds say, we want nothing more to do with these guys. State takes over and does absolutely nothing.
In a statement, Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel says the evidence has always shown the state was not responsible for the disaster. Johnson says he'd like the evidence to be reevaluated. I'm Emma George Griffin.
We have just been talking about some of the more destructive things nature can do. Let's talk about one of nature's more gentle things. Michigan's first monarch butterfly of the season was reported late last week in St. Clair Shores. That's according to data from the Journey North program, which is a national community science program where folks can report sightings of monarchs and hummingbirds and other migratory species. Jacob Swanson is a program coordinator for Journey North. He says it may still be a while before Michigan sees a large number of monarchs.
Generally, it's probably not like all the monarchs are reaching Michigan right now and everyone can expect to see a monarch butterfly imminently. I mean, that's a migration that's going to take some time. That does mean that it's possible. If you're in Michigan right now, you could see a monarch right now like that person did in St. Clair Shores.
Swanson says a big thing people can do to support monarchs is to plant milkweed, the host plant for the butterflies. If you want to see one, have patience, stay still, and just enjoy. And that's the Up North Lowdown for this Monday, April 27th. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening. Interlochen Public Radio is getting ready for the Fresh Coast Film Festival in Traverse City. Hey there, I'm Ed Ronco.
And I'm Dan Wanchura. Join us Friday through Sunday as IPR hosts all the films at Right Brain Brewery.
Plus, on Friday morning, I'll host a special 30-minute episode of the Up North Lowdown, live on the radio from Right Brain. Come hang out as we hear from filmmakers and we talk about what this festival means for Northern Michigan.
That is going to be so fun. Friday afternoon at 2, we'll turn off the silver screen for a special Points North listening party, including a local premiere of our most recent episode.
Can't wait. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Hope you're all ready, too, because we've got details on Fresh Coast Film Festival at iprnews.org. It is coming soon, and we hope you'll join us.
See you there.